Surrounded by four-year-olds, Governor Doyle unveiled the first planks of his Kids First plan at a daycare center in Madison. The centerpiece is a new rating system for daycare centers called Quality Counts. Those that rank higher on a yet-to-be-established set of criteria will be eligible for increased state and federal funding. Doyle pledged to find the funding for the new programs despite the state's tight budget.
Making sure that we are making wise, sensible, cost-effective, not wild spending, but cost-effective investment in early childhood is going to be one of my central priorities in the next budget.
The state spends $300 million a year subsidizing daycare for low-income families. Doyle says the rating system will give daycare providers an incentive to improve.
This Quality Counts rating will be available to parents, giving them the information they need to make more informed choices about providers. It will also give providers clear guidelines on how to improve the quality of their programs.
Doyle also plans to funnel about $5 million in federal aid to a program that gives scholarships to daycare workers to improve their skills. That's meant to reduce the high turnover rate in low-paid daycare center jobs, where the average wage is $9 an hour. Doyle will also look for support from legislators to put as much as $8 million more into new four-year-old kindergarten programs. That plan makes grants available to fiscally strapped school districts. Later this week, Doyle will also announce a new early childhood health care plan and new initiatives to improve child safety in the state. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.